Chapter 4. Murder at Pondicherry House.
The cab was waiting for us. On the journey to Norwood, Thaddeus told us how Bartholomew had found out where the treasure was. He had worked out the area of the house and realized that there was a space at the top of the house. He made a hole in the ceiling which led to this space, and there was the treasure chest. He lowered it down through the hole into the room below.
He thinks that the jewels are worth about £500,000,
said Thaddeus. We looked at each other. This meant that Miss Morstan was rich. I am ashamed to say that I did not feel so glad. A poor doctor marrying an heiress was definitely out of the question. It was nearly 11 o'clock when the cab stopped and we got out.
This is Pondicherry House, Miss Morstan,
said Thaddeus. The house had a lot of land around it, which was all surrounded by a high stone wall. We waited at the gate.
Who's there?
Asked a voice from inside.
McMurdo, it's me, Thaddeus. Let us in.
The gate opened. McMurdo looked strong.
Who are these people?
He asked.
I can't let them in, sir. I don't know them.
Sherlock Holmes stepped forward.
I think you do, McMurdo. Do you remember that amateur boxer who fought with you a few years back?
Not Mr. Sherlock Holmes,
cried McMurdo.
Of course I remember you. Well, come on in. Sorry, Mr. Thaddeus, but I had my orders.
We followed Thaddeus up the path to the house.
There's no light in Bartholomew's room,
said Thaddeus.
How strange. He knows we're coming.
There's a light in that window there,
said Holmes, pointing.
That's where Mrs. Burnstone, the housekeeper, is,
said Thaddeus.
I'll go in and speak to her. Wait here a moment.
We saw the door open and heard Mrs. Burnstone crying.
Oh, Mr. Thaddeus, I'm so glad you're here.
We waited outside. Miss Morstan and I stood together. She put her hand in mine. What a wonderful thing love is. We had met only that day, but it seemed so natural to be standing there with her, hand in hand. Suddenly, the door opened and Thaddeus came running out.
There's something wrong with Bartholomew,
he cried.
I'm so scared.
Come into the house,
said Holmes, taking control of the situation. We followed him in.
Mr. Bartholomew has locked himself in his room and won't answer me,
the housekeeper explained.
I went up and looked through the keyhole. You must look for yourselves. I've never seen him look like that before.
Holmes went upstairs. I followed, but Miss Morstan stayed with the frightened housekeeper. We arrived at the door to Bartholomew's room. Holmes knocked. There was no reply. Then he tried to open it, but it was locked from the inside. He bent down to look through the keyhole. He stood up again instantly, looking shocked.
Have a look, Watson,
he said.
What do you think?
I looked through, then stepped back in horror. In the moonlight, I saw a face. The very same face as Thaddeus, with the same bald head. But there was a horrible smile on his face. I turned to make sure Thaddeus was still with us. Then I remembered that he and his brother were twins. This is terrible, I said to Holmes. What do we do?
We must break down the door,
he replied. We broke down the door and went into the room. It looked like a laboratory. There were some large containers. One of them was on its side, and a small stream of dark liquid came from it. It smelt very strong, like tar. In the middle of the room were some steps. Above them was a hole in the ceiling, big enough for a man to get through. At the bottom of the steps was a rope. Bartholomew Sholto was in the chair. He was stiff and cold, and had obviously been dead for many hours. On the table was a note. Holmes picked it up.
You see,
he said, giving it to me. It read, "The sign of the four." "What does it mean?" I asked him.
"It means murder,"
he said.
"Look here."
He pointed to a long, thin dart stuck in the skin of the dead man, just above his ear.
"Take it out,"
he said to me.
"But be careful. It's poisoned."
I took it out carefully. It was long, sharp, and black. It looked like a thorn, but not from any tree in England. "I don't understand. It becomes more complicated at every step." Holmes disagreed.
"It becomes clearer every minute. I just need a few missing clues,"
he said. We had almost forgotten about Thaddeus since we entered the room. Suddenly, he spoke.
"The treasure has gone!"
he cried.
"They've taken the treasure! I helped him to bring it down through that hole last night. I was the last person to see him. I heard him lock the door behind me."
"What time was that?"
asked Holmes.
"About 10 o'clock. And now he's dead, and the police will think I killed him. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. You do believe me, don't you? I think I'm going mad."
Holmes put his hand on his shoulder.
"Don't worry, Mr. Chanter,"
he said kindly.
"Go to the police station. Say you'll help them in any way you can. We'll wait here for you."